The six-year-old conflict in the Democratic Republic of Congo has been so intense it's been dubbed Africa's World War. Among the millions of victims is a group already marginalized in African society, pygmies. The watchdog organization Minority Rights Group International has presented new evidence of brutality against the pygmies to the International Criminal Court in The Hague. Mark Latimer is its director. Hello.
Hello.
There have been reports of atrocities against the pygmies in the Congo for a couple of years, but you all are the first to get detailed testimony from them?
Yes. We conducted a mission with the Association of Pygmy Organizations that went deep into the forests of Ituri and Kivu and took over 150 pages of testimony from the survivors and witnesses, and they confirmed the worst reports: mass killings, systematic rape, including acts of cannibalism.
In gathering these accounts, perhaps you could tell us if there's a consistency to the tales.
What you're actually looking at is not one sole pattern of crimes, but at several overlapping ones, because more than one armed group has been responsible for attacking the pygmies. But if I just take one example, that of a military campaign that was called Erasing the Board. In French, it was called Effacer le Tableau.
Which is like a school chalkboard, erasing these people.
Correct. This was led by two rebel groups, and they deliberately set out this campaign of ethnic cleansing to clear a large section of the forest territory of Ituri so that they could take control over the area's rich resources of gold and other minerals.
Are their communities surviving at all?
Some have been able to return to their homes because the security situation in the Congo has actually got better over the course of the last year, although recently it's deteriorated again. But one of the most depressing things about the evidence that we found was how recent some of the cases were.
Your report suggests that this sort of terror goes up to some high level in the Congolese government.
The leader of the MLC, the primary group responsible for the Erasing the Board campaign in Ituri, is a man called Jean-Pierre Bemba. He's the current vice president of the transitional government in the Congo. And he at first denied what his forces had done and then said that they were due to ill discipline amongst his troops and carried out a quick series of trials. But we filed a deposition with the prosecutor at the International Criminal Court in The Hague, calling on him to carry out a full investigation into crimes against the pygmies with a view to prosecuting those responsible. And in particular, we want him to consider those who ordered these crimes to happen, not just those who carry them out on the ground.
Do you think that going to the International Criminal Court in The Hague can stop this?
I'm not sure that it can stop the pattern of violations immediately, but I think over time we hope that it will have a deterrent effect. In addition, it does the very important thing of holding out some hope of justice, of reparation for the communities that have suffered. But it's very important that all the armed groups in the eastern Congo, no matter how powerful they think they are on the ground, know that the rest of the world is watching what they do, and that before long, someone is going to do something about it.